Take off your jacket, because it's time to get deep under the covers with a loose read.
It certainly is, and good morning to you.
Good morning, Karen.
Hi. Good morning.
Karen, you haven't seen the Nambassa guy, as he's now been called.
Before. I have now.
You have now. You've seen him dancing, his styles, his skills. Don't you wish that you saw him at a gig that you went to?
Well, if he wants to show up at some experimental noise, you know,
that's your genre.
He can show up. Yeah, I'll be keeping an eye.
EX noise. Yeah. That's your genre. Yep. Core noise. MK core
audio foundation.
Yeah.
Mix it up. Sounds just bleeps and blorps.
Yeah.
Also, if you're on a computer right now, the Facebook page is Nambassa Guy Sightings. NAMBASA.
Incorrect spelling of Nambassa, but still fair enough. Just finished HHHH by Lauren Binet that was mentioned a couple of weeks ago.
You've read that?
What's that? No, someone just texted that in. Which one was that one? HHHH?
Yeah,
what's that one about?
French existentialist type buzz.
his new book's our number one bestseller.
What was that book about though? Was that the one about the Hitler's guy? No?
That's the one.
Good on you, Mike. Memory. Three cheers. And they said it was good. Thanks. And that's Paul saying that. So no pressure. But what about this week's book?
This one is amazing. It's mind melting.
Yeah. Okay. Good.
Mind melting Irish fiction.
Once again, if you're interested in mind melting Irish fiction, then tell us all about it.
It's called Solar Bones, and it's by Mike McCormack. And it was published by a really small independent imprint called Tramp Press. And it's been picked up by Canongate. It's been long listed for the Man Booker Prize, which is fantastic, you know, because it's actually a really conservative, safe kind of long list, you know, like all the usual suspects are on there. And then you've got this wild card, weirdo, kind of quite experimental Irish fiction showing up on the long list. So I'm really thrilled about that. And it was such a blast and such a thrill to read. And I guess the big thing about it that people are talking about is that it has no full stops. So
punctuation though?
I couldn't afford punctuation.
Commas.
I love some commas.
Yeah, we like commas.
We love commas, but I couldn't afford a full stop.
Yeah. So 233 pages, no full stops.
Without a full stop!
No. May I have a look at a page?
Mrs. Brown's boys in, didn't I? Without a full stop!
Oh, good. And good use of
Are you double-checking to see if there was a full stop?
No, not at all. I trust Karen. I'm just looking at how it's spaced out.
It's very
Lots
readable.
Lots of dashes.
Very readable.
Right now, guys, Sarah's just looking to see how it's spaced out.
Spaced out.
Is it spaced out correctly or interestingly enough?
Yeah, it's great. Okay, as you were saying.
Right now, guys, Sarah said it's great.
Very readable. I didn't even notice there were no full stops.
That's a bold thing to do, though, isn't it?
It is a bold thing to do.
Reason behind it?
Well, I read an interview with...
Broken
typewriter. I read an interview with him and he said that ghosts wouldn't be mucking around with full stops. And the character, we actually learn that he's
I'd
dead.
I'd like to hear him say that in Irish.
He's dead.
The character's dead.
Yeah. We learned that from the very beginning. So it's not a plot spoiler. And we sort of, actually throughout the book.
Is that how it starts? So I'm dead.
I'm dead. No, on the back it says, what's his name? Marcus Conway is dead.
Wow.
So we know that. And the book
traces
the steps to how, the lead up to him dying.
So it's like his stream of I was going to say consciousness, but I guess he's not conscious anymore. Stream of consciousness to the event that caused him to pass away.
Yeah, that's right. And it's like a beautiful long prose poem. You know, it's really beautifully written. And it's kind of out there because it actually opens on All Souls Day, which is the day that commemorates the dead.
Right.
The dead come back.
Do they?
Yeah.
I don't want to interrupt you there, but I just was trying to read a little bit of it, and it hurt my head a wee bit there.
My head.
May I just jump in?
Do you want to read a bit? Read a bit for us, Mike.
Jesus, Dad, don't put a hex on us this early in the year, comma. The championship doesn't start for nearly 2 months yet. You have to have faith, Dad. That's what we Mayo people do. We journey in hope, true believers. Martyrs more like, and your faith hasn't taken as many blows as mine down the years. Speaking of martyrs, man, Mom tells me you're hobbling a bit, some sort of limp. It's nothing to worry about, it's just a side effect of the Lipitor. It weakens the tendons and the heel. That's very mythic altogether. It's very painful, whatever about mythic. I'll probably have to get the dose changed or recalibrated or something like that, so long as it brings down the cholesterol. Yes, that's down to manageable levels now, 3.2 or something. And you stayed away from chips and cake and all that sort of shit. Yeah, I've cut out the dashboard dining. Good, but well, we won't be around for another few years, by the way. Another topic, did you make any headway with Kid A? Well, I listened to it all right. I liked it. I think I liked it a lot. Unleaded King Crimson, though, the same. Jesus, King Crimson, music for engineers.
They're not the same. They are not the same.
It was good, strong reactions in the studio just then.
King Crimson, a league of their own.
So I was listening. Was it King Crimson on BFM like yesterday I heard?
Probably.
That would have been neat.
It was, I think.
If you're going to hear it anyway, it'll either be us or RNZ.
Well, it'd be us, why not? Yeah. That's some pretty funky reading. You get lost in that, don't you?
I did. It was really immersive. Immersive, beautiful, thrilling kind of literary experience.
One thing I like about the Man Booker Prize is every single time I've read a book that's won the Man Booker Prize, I've gone, yeah, that's a mean book.
That's a winner. Yeah, that is a, really? Yeah, no, every time?
Every time, yeah. Wow. Every time. They've really sort of geared it towards me.
I'm sure that's their prerequisite.
Well, I hope he makes the shortlist. That would be really amazing.
You know what I mean? As I was saying a couple of weeks ago on this very, very segment, I find it hard. If I read a great book and I get really bummed out if I read an average book after it. And then I think to myself, who are you to describe? You know, who are you to assess those things, Michael? I think Michael myself, and that's pretty heavy. I want to do that.
So this is on the Man Booker long list.
It's on the long list. Right. So I hope it makes the short list. But you know, sometimes
when do we find out that?
September.
Ooh,
next month.
Ooh.
Yeah. I can never pick the winner because I always know who I think ought to win, and they never do. Not since sort of 2007.
Pick it now. Go on. Make it.
I want him to win.
This is it. This is the one you reckon. This should be the winner.
It should be. It ought
straight
to be.
Out of this wild card.
Yep.
Woo!
And so much of your job is reading, which can, as you say, be both a blessing and a curse. So of the long list, have you gone through a fair whack already?
I have read a lot of them. Yeah.
Will you please hurry up and read all of them so we can,
so we can pick your brain? It's 13 books, and some of them I'm never going to read because I'm just not interested. Right. But, you know.
Right. Fair enough.
But this guy, great. Civic duty, environment, structures, building. The guy in it's an engineer, so he looks at it through an engineer, the world through an engineer's kind of perspective. And I read an interview with McCormick, and he was saying, this is my kind of love letter to engineers and how they see the world, which is, you know, that's quite neat. It's unique.
That's pretty great.
Love what's it. Happening? Oh, what's the, what's this?
No, you picked a My Bloody Valentine track. Is there any reason why I'm picking
it? Oh, it's just the Irish connection. I was thinking, oh, what are some good Irish bands? People are probably sick of the Undertones. How about some MBB?
What about you too? They're great. Oh, well.
So highly recommended then.
I am recommending this.
And we can get it at Unity
at
for...
Unity, it's $23.
Oh, it's a steal.
It is.
Solar Bones is the name of name of the book, isn't it?
Solar Bones by Mike McCormick.
Thank you very much indeed.
Thank you.
Oh, It's time for the news roundup.
Howdy, y'all.
Hello, good morning.
Howdy. Yeah.
Howdy.
So we've got a bit of roundup vernacular, you know. Hi, Sven, how are you?
Not bad.
So Jacinda Ardern was on the radio this morning. Did you guys just dissect that, take it to pieces and make sure it was all up to scratch?
Yeah, I had a little listen. She sounded pretty good.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, did you hear us recycle that for in the news?
I heard you take out some choice pieces, yes.
Yeah. So that's, yeah.
No, of course, you were live on the radio last night at the Auckland IRL up at Golden Dawn.
Yeah.
The election one, how'd that go?
It went pretty well, yep. I reckon. Yeah, there was some good discussion, and it was good to have some faces as well, like some well-known faces as well as those who are less well-known, who are nevertheless just as, committed and passionate and articulate and can really speak about their party's beliefs and ideologies going into this year's election. So it was really good to hear from a good range of people on the different panels. So, but unfortunately, we had to round it up a little bit earlier than expected because of the rain.
Oh, the weather. Who thought the weather would get in the way?
Bloody weather.
Still though, today, what have we got?
So you may have heard about some pretty tragic news that came out of Charlottesville, Virginia in the weekend. So basically a car ploughed into a group of counter-protesters who were demonstrating against a group of white nationalists, Ku Klux Klan members and neo-Nazis, all who had gathered to protest the city's plan to get rid of a statue of a Confederate general.
Lee?
Yes.
Yep, Lee.
And so the crash killed a 32-year-old woman, injured at least 19 more people, and police are treating it as a criminal homicide.
It's horrible when you look at the footage of that, isn't it?
Oh, it was awful. I couldn't keep watching.
There was no accident there, was there?
That was a purposeful. Well, that is the thing. It is blatant domestic terrorism.
Yep.
But what is the most disturbing part about it, really, is when President Trump spoke about it. He condemned the violence of the event, but he said he kind of caveated that with blaming it on many sides. He didn't really address it for what it was, which was white supremacy,
yep,
and terrorism against it was terrorism perpetrated by a white supremacist who, yep, was there, there's photos of him being at neo-Nazi rallies in the past, like he was there with a very specific intention, which. Yeah, and it's problematic that the president, yep, didn't call it for what it was.
And I mean, the thing is, it's not so much a, you know, when you start realizing it's a white supremacy rally, that's different than white rights, isn't it? That's white supremacy. That's saying the word supreme.
I mean, they're all there on the kind of similar spectrum, really.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah,
like I agree with you there, but it's not just something. It's not sort of very, not just a balanced view of things, is it? And especially when a country like that, which has had such a recent torrid past with racism issues, and is only just really tidying their act up, really historically, that something like that can really throw it all up the tit again. And you would think that the President of the United States, Mr. Donald Trump, who is actually the real-life President of the United States, sometimes you don't think that, but he actually is the real guy who was in charge of it, would be a little bit more attendant to that.
Yeah, well, I think that's the sort of key issue here, that if he uses language like this to reflect on these events, he's essentially justifying and validating the actions of those people who were, yep, there by saying it was like trying to say that there was balance and that there was violence from both sides and saying it was both sides who were at fault when really, yep, that's doing a lot of damage really because, yep, it's reinforcing the beliefs of those very hatred-filled white supremacists.
Sure.
Yeah, so more, we've got the FBI is investigating the car crash, and it is being treated very seriously, but so more to come in the bulletins on that.
Thank you. And the wire.
and The Wire. So as part of a pledge to introduce youth crime prevention measures, the National Party has announced a plan to send youth criminals to military camps.
All right, 1940s. Go, good on you, yeah. Wildland National. Yeah.
So this policy is sort of being favoured by some, but it's also ignoring some real strong evidence that military and prison settings actually increase reoffending rates.
So, I think it's a big bloody good idea. I'd give it first things first, clout them across the back of the head. Yeah. That'll sort out half the buggers.
So it's, yeah, it sort of seems National's like ignoring evidence.
Give me a little shit.
In favour of populism, yeah, like that. Yeah, we're also talking to James Shaw about that.
Popularism, would you say?
Yeah, popularism.
Come here, Popper, I'll give you a... That one. That's good of my day. Worked out, sorted me out.
Clearly. So, yeah, we're talking to James Shaw from the Green Party about that.
Can you say PC gone mad in that voice?
Bloody PC gone mad.
That was beautiful.
Yeah, and we're also talking to James about...
clearly.
We're talking to him about the rebranding of the Green Party.
All right. You've got to give James Shaw a round of ups. A round of ups for James Shaw for managing to squeeze a smile out there when he rebranded. Looking forward to squeeze a smile out, you know.
He was very good last night at Orkhon. He was really good. I don't know, really quite level-headed and very, I don't know, he was like, yep, basically this is a awful situation that we're in, but you know, we're not going to give up or anything.
Yeah, he was interviewed that night. I was on the project and I felt terribly sorry for him that night. I felt like it was a tough time for that gentleman. And you know, he's going to plough through, and you look back and be character building.
Be bloody character, really, shouldn't be. Yeah. Make him the man, but turn him into a real man. Leading the bloody Greens. Anyway, ta-da. Beep. Beep.
That was the news roundup.
I tell you something, the girl's really freaky.
Natural Ann's coming up very shortly. Looking after you. Look at the rain. Look at the weather. But look at your health. Look at you. Are you healthy? Do you feel good? Do your friends feel good? Natural Ann's shortly.
She's a very kinky girl. The kind you don't take home to mother. She will never let your spirits down. Once you get her off the street. Ow, girl. You won't.
two new dancers. One's the walker, this one here. The other one's the stingray. What's this one here? Anne's called that one the stingray. Did you invent any new dances during that song? If you did, give us a call, 309-3879. If you didn't, then give us a call to see how your health can be fixed by Natural Ange, our resident in-studio naturopath. 309-3879. Or you can text through to 5395. This is Dictaphone Boons. Dictaphone Boons? Dictaphone Blues Bully. You say it's a joke, but I reckon it comes off cruel. It's gonna be lived by the time it's real. So who do you got the blue when you got nobody? I bet you were that kid in a state of changing room, with a style all tightly twisted and a bitter attitude. Looking like some luminous artifact, and the towel that's been tightly twisted, it burned like lightning in your hand. You got the bully when you got nobody. So who you got the bully when you got nobody? You say it's a joke, but I reckon it comes off cruel. It's gonna be lived by the time it's real. So who you gonna bully when you got nobody? Fast forward a couple of decades, it don't look like much has changed. You still loop in your insecurities and rinsing everyone. Your technique is subtle, it's been refined over time. Well, you may have put the towel down, but your ruthlessness is just a bit more discreet. Who you gonna bully when you got nobody? Say, who you gonna bully when you got nobody? It's a joke, but I reckon it comes off cruel. No one is gonna be lived by the time of you're through. Say, who are you gonna bully when you got nobody? Who are you gonna bully when you got nobody? Say, who are you gonna bully when you got nobody? You say it's a joke, but I reckon it comes off cruel.
No problem is too big or too small for Natural Ange.
Natural Ange is in the studio with us. Ange, how are you naturally?
Oh, not too bad, thanks. Been to Taranaki this weekend.
Oh, beautiful, down there by the big mountain. Yeah. How was it?
I didn't see the mountain, actually. She had a skirt on, but...
Oh, did she?
Yeah, but...
She just fluffed around under her petticoat, as it were.
I did, actually, yeah. Yes. Beautiful gardens, and the walk along the, you know...
seaside.
It's beautiful. It's amazing. It's the great energy town. I've always said it's the energy province, and you can feel it, you know, down there.
Yeah. No, it's really cool.
Now, you're a naturopath and have been for a wee while now. You've got your... You've got your chops, haven't you, here or yeah. whatever people say.
Bit of stickability.
Yeah, you've got a bit of stickability. You've got a bit of talent. You know your skills. And we'd like to offer you free naturopathic advice now to the end of the show here on BFM Breakfast on this Monday, as we do every Monday morning with Natural Ange. We start off with a text message.
Hello, good. Natural Ange. I'm coming off a real large binge. Can you suggest something to assist with cleaning up my poor liver and kidneys?
Yeah, the poor liver and kidneys. Yeah, why did you do that to yourself? I wonder why.
I just had a binge, a massive binge.
Yeah, well, I'd
just
go...
Just coming off it.
Good B vitamins for you and good clean diet, like plenty of water and milk thistle would be good. We've got
full flush.
Good, yep, that's right. We've got good herbs for you for liver function if you're jaundiced or feeling bilious or got headaches.
What's bilious mean?
Sort of nauseous.
Bile,
a lot of bile. Yeah, bile. Like, whoa, when you eat fatty food, you feel bad. Yep. Yes. Magnesium's good for the nervous system.
Yep, okay.
Yep, so you can always do an Active Elements mineral appraisal online on naturalange.com, and that will point you in the right direction. It's a really good